stories are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. Today's a Friday. It's January. One day, it will snow. And I'm going to look at the person across the table from me, and I say, Jeremiah Cotter, person in charge of snow plowing, road maintenance, roads, streets, and Fairbanks. Are you on point?
Yes, we are on point.
Welcome to the show, Jeremiah.
Thank
How you doing, sir?
Oh, not too bad today.
You know, it's interesting. I have one job. It's to keep the roads plowed. You know, I have many jobs, but boy, the one you're going to hear about is when the snow hits and what's going on. But what I want to do is I want to start off the show because I get so many phone calls about areas that we don't do.
Yeah.
You know, the state of Alaska, the borough, private contractors. Got a call, went to voicemail because I was asleep. I was traveling.
Right.
You know, just a little bit after midnight on January 31st, December 31st, January 1. And it was to inform me that what was going on Airport Road during New Year's Eve celebrations, and there's graders out on Airport Road, and it's causing a heck of a mess. And, you know, I woke up to that voicemail, and I go, no, that Jeremiah didn't do that. No, so I didn't talk to you about that till like the 3rd. And Airport Road is not in the city fiefdom.
No, Airport Road is not one of our roads that we maintain. That is DOT that maintains that road. And, well, this year, since last year was such hectic, I made sure my crew was not doing any plowing this year for New Year's Eve.
And we don't do Pega Road.
No, no.
Don't do University Avenue.
Nope.
Don't do Geist.
Nope. We get lots of questions on that one, though, and the neighborhood's off of that one, but nope, we don't go that far.
Yeah. That's not in the city limits, but in the city limits, we don't do the old Steese Highway to Hamilton and Farewell. You know, basically that.
That's 3rd Street, really, they call it.
Yeah. We don't do Phillipsfield Road. We don't do Danby. We don't do Van Horn. We don't do Lathrop from 27th to south of Van Horn. It's all state of Alaska. And we don't do South Cushman from 28th Avenue south to Van Horn Road. And these are the roads that you get, and I get more questions on than not.
Oh, yes. We get, every year, you know, we get calls. You know, I don't know. Most likely, I'm guessing that a lot of that's from new residents to the city that don't, you know, that might think that this should be, you know, the city's deal when there's a lot of splits in what we do and don't do and DOT does.
Now, the city of Fairbanks, we also do not put down any brine whatsoever.
No, we don't do brine.
And we never have.
No, we never have. We sand.
Yeah. We had sanders out early and often.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they're out often. You know, every day I got a sander out somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, sanding something. You know, there's a lot of, you know, roads that need to be sanded, you know, so it takes some time.
So when they put that brine down and that sheet of glazed ice happens and you're taking an extra 10 feet to stop before you whack someone.
Yeah.
It's either the state of Alaska or the borough. It's not the city of Fairbanks.
Yeah, and I guess, unfortunately, it doesn't just stay on their street and knows which streets are ours and does not go there. So, yeah, some of our intersections can get slick, too, with that crossover.
Yeah.
You know, so we sand.
How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for 15 years for the city. So, yeah, I kind of got a knowledge of what's going on and what's ours, what's not ours.
So I'm going through my first budget, and here you guys are.
and what I need.
Yeah. You got a lot of good toys this year. I mean, you know, Santa was good to you. The city council approved all your large toy requests. You're getting a new grader, a new front end loader. You're getting the ice chipper.
Yeah, the icebreaker. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, remember last year how all the grader blades you went through? And how about every 20 feet, you know, you hit that ice ditch or whatever on the road?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was definitely a tool that we needed to have in our toolbox that I wanted to make sure was in our toolbox after this last rainstorm in the middle of winter. And, yeah, I just want to thank the city council, too, for approving all the equipment that I got this year because it's going to help out dramatically.
Yeah. You're getting new stuff, and I have a feeling you're going to have some good requests next year that will be fulfilling that. You know, it's no matter what, if you're a city resident or not, everyone in the borough uses the city roads. Simple as that.
Yeah. Everybody drives them.
It's a city service we provide to everyone no matter where you're at, where you live. You know, you come into the city of Fairbanks, and we're going to treat it well. What subdivisions do you take care of?
Subdivisions that we take care of, I'll start in the north. I got Shannon Park, I got Hamilton Acres, and I got Slater Subdivision, which is off of Minnie Street, both north and south of Minnie Street. And I got your favorite neighborhood there.
You know, Fairbanks, this is Jeremiah. You know, he puts out these when he's going to do snow removal, you know, and he puts out these signs that say no parking after 7 a.m. And I park in the street. You know, my driveway is, you know, it's blocked with a fence so my dog gets a whole yard. Uh-huh. This is before I was a mayor. And I just purposely wait till about 7:01. And there's Jeremiah knocking on the door. Want coffee, Jeremiah? Yeah, I'm gonna move it now. I'm gonna go park it down at the Borough or the Elks, you know, and you guys go. Uh-huh. But I could just look at my watch and say, at 7:01, Jeremiah's going to be knocking on that door. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Actually, that's Tyler that does a lot of that for the city.
Yeah.
Tyler Wilbur down there in engineering. He takes care of making sure that the roads are clear for my crew so when we come through. Having vehicles not on the road makes it for a safer deal.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and also we don't accidentally hit somebody's car because we're trying to squeeze by it.
And you're more efficient. You will tow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we tow a lot. I mean,
Don't be that person.
No, we're working on being consistent and putting down the signs every day so that people know when we're going to be there that next morning.
Yeah, you also do Grail.
Yeah.
Lamita Johnson.
Yeah.
Aurora. Wallen mm-hmm. Estates. Doyon Estates. Taku. Sunset. Westgate. Hilton Park, Executive Park, South Westgate, E.M. Jones, Moreland Acres, Memorial Park, Weeks Field, City Town Site, Gateway, Rickard, Biermark, Arctic Park, Leisure, and Pegger Lakes, and of course the downtown couriers, you know.
Yeah, we try to get, you know, I know that there's, you know, residents that live down here between 1st and 12th Avenue. Maybe not on 1st, but you know, we try to get up here to 7th and 8th. I know where the housing really starts picking up. And then we just got done with the east of Noble recently, Monday.
Yeah, that's not snow plowing. That's snow removal. You're already out removing snow.
Yeah, that's removing it.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. If you have a question for us, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh, yeah!
Your miraculous eyes bring your life into focus. Protect your eyes. Reach out to ophthalmologist Dr. Ronald Zamber, accepting new patients at the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks. With 30 years of experience, he provides a vast level of expertise to his patients in Alaska and around the world. Receive the most compassionate and globally experienced eye care in Alaska from ophthalmologist Dr. Ronald Zamber and his exceptional team of optometrists. Contact the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks on Mini Street. Visit eyeclinicoffairbanks.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs. Starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30. Brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company. And then Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. Followed by the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30. And later, it's Fairbanks Foodies at 5:30 p.m. All shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks loves watching the Nanooks and the Ice Dogs work hard every shift. And when they put the biscuit in the basket, you can only think of one thing. One of Brewster's famous half-pound burgers and a basket of waffle fries plus one of their 12 ice-cold draft beers on tap. Don't be a hoser. Before you head to the game, go top shelf and light the lamp by stopping at either Brewster's location. You'll need to be at full strength if you're going to pound the glass all three periods. Be a beaut and make it a goal to stop by Brewster's.
Great food, great Alaskan spirits. That's Brewster's.
Weather brought to you by The Woodway, your steel outdoor power equipment dealer for interior Alaska. See the full line of steel products at The Woodway today. The Alaskan way. The right way. The Woodway.
KFAR weather.
Overcast skies today with highs around 1 below. Northerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy again tonight. Lows level off around 0. More clouds than sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 0. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Sunday with highs around 0. 0 Monday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Jeremiah Cotter with the City of Fairbanks in the studio here with me. Now, again, let's go to where we went through the subdivisions that you do.
Yeah,
but let's highlight those areas that you don't do because you're going down College Road. You don't do College Road, first of all.
Right.
That's state of Alaska. But you're going west on College Road and just after Aurora Subdivision, just, you know, after the fairgrounds.
Yeah, right after the
fairgrounds. After that, everything that's a road that comes onto College Road, you don't do.
Yeah, well, we don't do any of those areas over there.
Alaska Way, Caribou, Deborah Hess Hayes, RJ Loop, that's out of the city limits. You don't do that.
Right, right.
So
that's that would be probably a road maintenance area, I think.
Private contractor, borough.
Private contractor, yeah.
Yeah, and they do a good job over there. You know, for the most part, they do a good job. You don't do anything off Geis. You don't do Geis, but we get yelled at about Geis. I know. I've felt your pain.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, we just had somebody asking us if we did that area here recently, and we had to inform them, of course, we don't do that area.
But if you are in the city limits, what's the one thing as a homeowner you do not do?
You don't shovel the snow out into the road from your driveway.
That's right.
Yeah.
Then what happens if you do?
You can get a fine.
Yeah.
It's $200 is the minimum, or what it cost me to remove it. You know, and that can be a lot when you start adding a loader and a dump truck and, you know, two employees at a minimum, you know, so it could, $200 is, you know, like if I pick it up when I'm going by.
Yeah. And then sidewalks.
Yeah. Sidewalks, you know, sidewalks, you don't want to plow up big piles. You don't want to push piles to try to clear each side and put that pile in the middle of the sidewalk, because then you're sending people that are walking down the sidewalk out into the road to walk around your pile.
Ready for a phone call?
Yeah, sure.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Jeremiah Cotter, and your name is?
Mel.
Hello, Mel.
I don't live in the city limits, but I'm just wondering, you know, Anchorage has had a hell of a problem this year.
Yes, they have.
You know, I'm not going to blame anyone in particular. They just have a lot of the same problems we have, but amplified. But we've had I can't remember if last year, you know, I mean, every part of the state had their own version of bad weather. Kind of rotated throughout the state last winter. We had our Christmas storms, and then it got progressively, you know, bad in other individual communities around the state, southeast, and even Anchorage had, I forget what they had. They didn't have the snow problem, but or the ice problem. They had other problems. anyway, I can't remember if actually at the time of our crisis last winter that if they actually sent crews up here to help us, or did we send crews down there? Because since we've had such nice weather lately, do we have any kind of cooperative agreement? Is there anything?
We do not send crews down there, and they do not send crews up here, and there's no cooperative agreement that I know of.
No.
Boy, that, you know, you're expending, I'd be expending funds and resources for someone else's municipality.
Well, if they just need, you know, operators or something like that, you know downtime here, you know, with crews or not.
What we did this year, Jeremiah, Jeff Jacobson, the department head, and then our head of HR, they got their part-time labor in place early. So they were able to, when the snow hit, they had the part-time labor already hired. They weren't having to go through the union hall. They already had them, and they were able to jump on the equipment a lot better, or more proactive, you might say.
Yeah, we were trying to be a little bit more proactive this year and have people in place. We can always add, but if you have a good staff to start out with, that sure helps a lot.
Yeah, as I was telling Jeremiah, whatever the budget you need, you will have. Simple as that. Whatever you need, you will have.
And that's good news.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to try to do the best that we can for the city and the residents of Fairbanks. You know, I want to be on top of it, you know, so having that from the mayor is appreciated.
Right. Well,
Mel, thank you for the phone call, buddy. You have a good afternoon. And, you know, it's interesting. Fairbanks, the conversations you don't hear, so we sort of backtrack. And this is Jeremiah has been doing this for 15 years, so he is the expert in the city limits. He is the expert. And they usually do 2 snow removals a year. And now he's trying to get 3 to 4. You know, you have the amount of equipment that you have and the people. So he's doing one now.
Yeah. Doing our one now, and we should be done with our first round around town around middle of February.
Yeah.
And then I'm hoping to be able to
start again.
Get him. Yeah. We'll just start all over again.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, that is kind of my own personal goal, is to get to at least 3.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a job that never stops, no matter what.
Yeah.
It never stops. And then what happens is you come into April and all these potholes start being formed.
Yeah, right now at least it's nice and smooth out there, right?
Yeah. Well, that's the theory.
Longtime Alaskans love the winter because the potholes go away.
Yeah. My goodness. So you're right now in the middle of snow removal. And what subdivisions have you hit, and which are your next ones?
Which subdivisions have we hit? Let's see. We hit Slater. We got Slater out of the way. We got Brandt out of the way. We got Grail out of the way. We've got
so you hit the you started
Island
the,
Holmes out of the way.
You started in the you northeast.
Start on the, well, not necessarily the northeast. These are the neighborhoods that are narrow and small,
yeah.
And we really can't go in and plow those ones. So we want to try to get to those ones first, so that you know we can plow the other ones to smooth up the roads and make things nice for them. But these guys, they just got to deal with what it is.
Yeah, these streets were put in before they were in the city. So you get to deal with that.
Back when they had horse and buggy.
Now let's talk about Island Homes.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that is so narrow.
Yeah, nowhere to put the snow, lots of on-street park. I don't think there's a person that lives in that neighborhood that doesn't have a car parked on the road.
Yeah.
It's just nowhere for us to put the snow, so we got to get to that one right away. You know, a lot of these other bigger neighborhoods, we can go in and plow them, you know, or not plow them really right now. This year, one of the things that we're trying to improve on from last year is going into the neighborhoods and smoothing them up.
Mm-hmm.
So that we don't create these large berms, you know, that are in front of people's houses. You know, I realize people don't like us to put the snow in front of their house, but I have to be able to put the snow somewhere.
You know, I'm going to tell you a little story. I was in Anchorage, and Bill Egan, governor. He had passed, but I knew where his house was. You know, he's a friend of the family. So one day I'm driving by his house, and here is Mrs. Egan out there, and she's got a shovel, and she's looking at this berm that was built up in front of her driveway, and the garage door is open, and she's like getting, she's got the shovel in her hand. So I pulled over and I said, you know, introduced myself, Mrs. Egan, you haven't seen me in 10 years. I'm David Pruse, and let me get you shoveled out here. And you know, she almost started crying just because, you know, she had a doctor's appointment, wasn't expecting this. But man, you put a berm in front of someone's driveway. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, well, that's one of the nice things about our graders. And when we do plow,
yeah,
we try to make sure that we gate and make sure that the driveway is open.
Yeah.
You know, we try to get as much of the mailbox, which most of the time is right beside the driveway, so a little bit longer, but we try to get that mailbox to where the mail person can kind of squeeze in there.
You know, most people don't understand the artistic that you guys have to do. You're taking all this into consideration. You know, you're getting closer to that mailbox so the post person, postman, can do a delivery and not have to get outside. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of nuances to what you do.
Yeah, there is. I mean, we try to, and then, well, that's some of the thing that we got going on this year is we're training a bunch of people.
New people, yeah.
Yes, I have 5 new operators to the city. I mean, they know how to run the equipment, but they don't know all these little nuances about the mailbox, fire hydrants, bus stops, you know. So that's more of what our training is training them on where we can put snow, where we don't want to put snow, you know, and all of those for instances.
And then what happens until they're trained up, their efficiency isn't as good as the people that they've replaced.
Right. You know, you got all that time, so you learn all these places, you learn all these neighborhoods, you know, and then the guy that has that second walkway that always shovels out to the road that they put a berm in front of when an older hand knows that this guy has got a second walkway here, and, you know, grab that snow, don't put it right there, you know, gate one more little spot to move it down the road a little bit farther.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, the city of Fairbanks, the Public Works Department, has a personal services contract with the property owners, you know, the way you do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to see. It really is.
Yeah, well, we take pride in making sure that we do, you know, above and beyond for people. You know, when calls come in, I try to address those calls and get those things fixed as soon as possible.
Yeah, it's hard. And here's the thing about it. They're not calling you up to usually tell you did a great job. They are not, Cotter, what did you do?
Exactly. Yeah. And I'd like to try to get ahead of those. I mean, it's good probably a dream, but I'd like it not to ever be a complaint.
Good luck with that. Man, it's, boy. We can take a quick phone call here. Good morning. You're on KFER Radio, and your name is?
My name's John. Hey, yesterday they were moving snow down there on First Avenue by the river, and they had 2 snow removal devices. What are those called?
What were they doing? I'm wondering, are you talking about on the sidewalk, or was it in the road?
Yes, it was definitely the sidewalk. They were cleaning out the cutouts for the sidewalk.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. Those are what are called snow raiders, and our laborers are able to ride on the back of those things and do plowing. That allows us to grab a lot more of the smaller, tighter sidewalks that we can't get our holders up on. And like right now, when I'm kind of short on the operators because I'm moving snow, I can request them to plow off sidewalks for me with those things, and they can do it a lot faster than with just a little shovel.
Yeah, raiders, you said? Snow raiders?
Snow raiders, yes.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Bye. Thank you. And Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to have a little bit of Genesis bumper music, some Fox News, state news, some commercials, some weather, and we'll be back.
More
more Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy gained some support this afternoon, but still fell short of the votes needed to become Speaker after 12 rounds of balloting.
The Speaker has not been elected.
A 13th round of voting is now underway. Lawmakers held a moment of silence on the Capitol steps today, marking 2 years since the January 6th Capitol riot.
For many in the Congress and across our country, the physical, psychological, and emotional scars are still raw. Yet from the unspeakable horror sprang extraordinary heroism.
Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin's agent says the player is breathing on his own and able to talk after having his breathing tube removed. It comes 4 days after he went into cardiac arrest on the field after a routine tackle. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Estimates released by the Alaska Labor Department shows the state's population grew by roughly 450 people between July 2021 and July of 2022. The report says most boroughs or census areas lost population over the year. Areas gaining population were led by the Mat-Su Borough, where the population grew by an estimated 2,666 people. The Kenai Peninsula Borough, Southeast Fairbanks Census Area, and the Aleutians East Borough also saw growth. The Fairbanks North Star Borough had the biggest loss in population as it lost 982 people. An Alaskan judge says he will lift an order that had blocked election officials from certifying Representative David Eastman as the winner of his state house race after ruling last month that Eastman, who was a member of the far-right group Oath Keepers, is eligible to hold the seat. Superior Court Judge Jack McKenna made the comments during a brief hearing on Wednesday. A day earlier, the plaintiff in the case challenging Eastman's eligibility filed notice that he would not appeal McKenna's December ruling that found Eastman is not disqualified from holding office.
Online at KFAR660.com.
For more than 40 years, the Fairbanks Ear, Nose, and Throat Clinic is taking care of the Fairbanks community. From the thousands of patients cared for by our team of medical professionals to the nonprofits and community programs we support and sponsor, we want to make Fairbanks the best it can be. We're open and ready to serve you right now for any ailments of the head, neck, ear, sinus, or throat. To book an appointment or to find out more, you can log on to FairbanksENT.com or call 456-7768. Fairbanks Ear, Nose, and Throat Clinic. Building community. Helping people. Changing lives.
Are you ready to break up the winter blues? Midnights on ATV Tours is ready to get you on the ride of your life. Your adventure begins on one of their comfortable Ski-Doo Grand Touring snow machines, and their 1 or 2 hour tours will take you through the trails and hills off China Hot Springs Road. This tour is custom tailored for the adventurist who's looking for that pure Alaskan-only experience. Midnights on ATV Tours is the place to experience your Alaskan winter. Midnights on ATV Tours, 987-3331 or online at midnightsonatvtours.com.
Jeans Chrysler, Coors Light, and Crown Royal present the Backyard Country Barbecue featuring multi-platinum artist Chris Young live in concert Friday, June 23rd at the Carlson Center.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna leave. I just had that one drink and we've all got
tickets started at $45 to $75 in advance. Don't miss Chris Young in concert this summer at the Carlson Center.
Tuxedo waiters, black tie, white.
This is an all-ages show. Chris Young, with over 5 billion career streams, 8 studio albums, and 10 number one hits.
The bluest skies don't seem so blue.
Tickets are on sale now at ericksonevents.com. Chris Young with the full band. Brought to you by Key Realty and the Clarion Hotel.
This is an Erickson Unlimited event.
Nothing going on in town tonight.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Jeremiah Cotter. He is with the City of Fairbanks in charge of
street maintenance.
A thankless task. A thankless task indeed. Yes. But we got another phone call here. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Barbara.
Hello, Barbara.
Good morning. I live over off of Trainer Gate, and I wondered if that's one of those streets that you take care of.
Yes, ma'am. Which side of Trainer Gate?
I'm off of the Farewell side, but I travel down Trainer Gate every day, and I notice that definitely down by the middle school. We're missing a lane of traffic there. There's one lane of traffic and a turn lane, but the other lane is under snow. And just wondered when you might be addressing that, because it definitely gets very busy and clogged, especially when school is in session.
Yes, that's probably going to be addressed this next week. We did some of the snow removal pickup of the berm at the beginning by the Steese Highway at the intersection this week. And they did remove snow on F Street, and they did Farewell and Hamilton. So they should be getting to widening up those sections on Trainer Gate here this next week.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you for the phone call. And that's why you're here, so you can address those questions. You know, 'cause everyone has a question like, when, why, where on snow in my street?
It's on the schedule. The schedule yeah. is on the city website. So if anybody is wondering where and when, we try to put up a month at a time mm-hmm. as to where we're going. So even on the night shift, which does all the main arterial roads and stuff like that, we try to put those on there just so somebody can go and see where does Trainer Gate falling on here.
So Monday through Friday, you have two shifts going?
Thursday.
Monday through Thursday. No overtime on Saturday, Sunday.
No, you
not yet.
When you said I had unlimited money, or I thought it meant unlimited money, I could have overtime on Fridays.
Jeremiah Cotter, there's efficiencies in public spending. Use it well, sir. Now, if there was a snowpocalypse like last year, you guys were wow.
Yeah, last year we did work the overtime, and we were given the okay for the overtime, and. Well, there was definitely a need for the overtime. This year, I'm not really feeling a big need for the overtime, so just keep in with our 4:10 schedule, Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 5:30 is what we're doing right now, and that's working out really good. We don't have snow in the forecast, so what's down, we're just trying to race around and pick it up.
Yeah, and the things you're doing differently this year, you have the smaller sidewalk machines, the Raiders.
Yeah.
And, boy...
Plus. Yeah, we got those snow raiders really help us pick up the sidewalks, you know.
But you're not in charge of most of the sidewalks. That's the funny thing about it.
You're dead right there, Mayor. The sidewalks are supposed to be maintained by the property owner adjacent to the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And they are allowed to push that sidewalk snow off onto the edge of the road by the curb out. So, I mean, there is some help there. But... we just try to help when we're going from one sidewalk we own to another sidewalk.
So I'm going down Cowell Street, walking, and that's not you.
No, there's a lot of houses along there.
Yeah, that's the property owners. They're not doing it.
Yep, they're not doing it. We try to talk to residents and inform them that live along sidewalks, that sidewalk is theirs. A lot of the times I get to start the conversation when there's a pile in the snow that pile in the sidewalk that we've been called and got a complaint about, and I'll go talk to that resident and let them know that with that pile in the middle of the sidewalk, you're sending people out into the roads, and you sending people out into the roads, that's your responsibility. You would be held accountable for any accidents that would have been caused by that.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't realize that.
You know, it's an always educating people of where you go, what you do, and what you're responsible for, and what they're responsible for, and what you're not responsible for, and what areas, and what the state might be doing. Because, you know, every week, you know, I'm getting, and you get questions on how come you're not doing this.
Yeah.
And that, or why are you putting salt slurry down? Brian, that's not us.
Yeah.
We put sand.
Yeah, we just do sanding. Over the years, I don't know why that the city, but it has been a good thing. We don't do brine. We just do a sand. I know that it's a lot less wear and tear on our equipment that way, too, though.
Yeah.
You know, saves money having to replace sander boxes every other year.
Ready for another phone call?
Sure.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Jeremiah Cotter, and your name is?
Sean.
Hello, Sean.
So, you know, I was sitting here listening to the conversation, and more or less, it's you know, I get that we have to have street maintenance, but part of the reason why we hired you is to, you know, cut some of the spending. So when you sit there and say, well, you're going to make sure that we get all the money that we need, when, you know, I've worked in government and I know you just give more money, and that's what the government does, is they just spend it. And part of your job is to make sure that they use the money wisely. They stop some of this foolishness where when they have extra money, they just go and blow it. And so these are the things that I want to see happen, you know, and possibly, you know, I know you're a conservative.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing of it is, you know, I'm still with this thing of, do we really need all this government up here where we have a borough, we have a city, we have, you know, the city of North Pole, we have the city of Fairbanks. There's a lot of waste in that, and you know that. And so, you know, I'd like to see some, and I get that. I'm glad that we're doing the road maintenance, and I know that's kind of where the focus is today. But, and I like to see that happen. But again, we need to address some of the waste of all that, too.
Let me, you know, like, yeah, I really appreciate your thoughts there. And I live in downtown Fairbanks.
Yeah.
I have more government than anyone. You know, I pay for the police force. I pay for the fire department, pay for trash. You know, but, you know, I pay for the snow plowing. These are all services. But here's something most people don't understand. It costs me, in my real estate taxes, it costs me about $1,000 a year for all that. Now I have another $1,600 a year that goes towards school district. I have another $1,000 to $1,200 a year that goes towards the borough and their stuff. But the city of Fairbanks, we do pretty well because we have over 102 sources of revenue. You know, we have the marijuana tax, the bed tax, the cigarette tax. We you know, that's not obtrusive, but it does generate revenue. So we're more of a collective of, we're going to pay for our government by different means and not just tax one entity. We're efficient with that. And literally, you know, I don't have kids, never have, wanted them, but I pay $1,600 a year towards the school, and I'm fine with that. I'm good with that. I pay $1,200 a year to the borough for whatever they're going to do, them. But the city of Fairbanks, I only pay $1,000 a year for all those services because we're more diversified in our revenue collections. And
well, yeah, and I get what you're talking about. That,
yeah.
You know, when you say that, but then when you start talking about all the different taxes that you're paying,
mm-hmm.
then that's where I'm sitting there going, yeah, you're right. And having worked for government, see, I'm not coming into this where yeah. I don't understand what's going on. I mean, you know, buying a new truck because you got the money to buy a new truck, even though you don't need a new truck, the old truck's just doing fine and justifying that. Having ghost employees, stuff like that, that just gets to be silly.
Yeah, it does. We don't do that. And you know, I looked at the budget of public works and I said, we need new equipment. We got to be more efficient. We're going to buy new equipment for them because we can afford it. We're not going to go out there and spend money. We're going to be more efficient in our local hires. We're going to be more efficient in getting our temporary labor in advance signed up. So when we do have a snow apocalypse or we do have snow, we can address it immediately. And we're all within the budget. And if you ever want to see a really good budget discussion, come to one of our budget, because we're debating for 5 to 15 minutes an extra $500. And we were very frugal. And I would think that we have as many employees now as we did a decade ago. We haven't increased. Maybe one more extra. That's it. Especially in public works.
Yeah, Public Works got two in this last budget cycle, and we're being asked to do more and more and more and more.
With less.
With the same amount of people that we had years ago.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and that's always been that way, you know, but you know, where we have the workers, but then we have all this support staff that is on the higher end that give themselves raises when we sit there and we have less workers.
Yeah.
And we have ghost workers, and then the ghost workers, what they'll do is they'll eliminate a job and give the administration a raise for not doing what I consider a good job. And this has been going on for 30, 40 years in this borough and city, you know, and cities and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm just a little concerned when you're saying you'll come up with the money. Well, that, you know.
You know why I like this phone call? You know what? You know what? You want to know why I like this discussion? Because you're holding me accountable. And I'm,
well,
and I'm, you know.
What I hired you for.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, at the end of the day, no matter what, I'm held accountable. And, anyway, we'll see how it works. We'll see how it goes. And I don't believe in large government, you know, and that's why I've got Jeremiah Cotter on the radio with me explaining to you how we're plowing the streets and how we're plowing the roads and what works and what doesn't and what the budgets are. So, hey, right. I got to take a good commercial break.
Thank you.
Good talking to you. You have a great day.
Okay.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Arctic RV is a proud sponsor of Shooter's Corner with your host, Laura Berkowitz, for the latest news and conversation in the world of guns and your Second Amendment rights. Arctic RV helps their customers exercise their personal freedoms by getting out to play in Alaska and staying there longer. Although they are closed for now, they reopen this spring on April 3rd. Alaska plays rough, so rough it in style with Arctic RV. Listen in every Thursday morning at 11 for Shooter's Corner, right here on KFAR.
Yes, Taco Thursday is a thing, and it happens every Thursday at Big Daddy's. Big Daddy's serves up the most amazing chicken tacos, complete with shredded cheese. These chicken tacos are delicious and filling, and you can enjoy them for just $1.50 each every Thursday at Big Daddy's Barbecue. And don't miss out on those sides as well, including fries, okra, baked beans. The menu is full of great ideas and great value. We'll see you for Chicken Taco Thursday at Big Daddy's on Wickersham between 1st and 2nd Avenues, the northernmost Southern Barbecue. Big Daddy's.
Weather is being brought to you by Frontier Outfitters, your store for the outdoor. Your next outdoor adventure begins at Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
KFAR weather.
Overcast today with a high of 1 below. North winds around 5 miles per hour. Lows level off around 0. Tonight, overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 0. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy skies. Highs around 0 Sunday under partly cloudy skies. 0 Monday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Phil Fairbanks, welcome back. I'm Jeremiah Cotter with the City of Fairbanks. And what's your job?
Street maintenance. I maintain the streets, you know, and I keep them plowed in the wintertime.
And when people were coming into the studio here before the show, what was I telling them to do?
Thank me.
Suck up really heavily.
Yeah. Thank me a lot.
Yeah. You are the responsible party.
Yes. And yeah, it is nice getting thank yous. You know, we appreciate them down at Public Works when, you know, somebody signs a card and sends a card down to Public Works to thank us for all that we're doing, because it seems like we get less of those, of course, than the, when are you going to come and do this? Why didn't you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is nice to be thanked for it, because that's what we get out of our job, you know, is a appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody at Public Works is there to, you know, serve the public and get the recognition from the public. It's just a thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing a good job. Thanks for grabbing our trash. Thanks for cleaning our street. Thanks for filling that pothole. Yeah. So it's nice to get a thank you.
It is. You know, it's what they don't see. The thankless job. You know, you're out there, boom, 7 o'clock, you start. And no matter what, if when the snow hits, everyone's gonna be thinking of you. I remember when I addressed you when I was a mayor elect, and I said you guys are the face of the city of Fairbanks. No matter what, everyone, You might not need a police officer today or this week or this month or this year. You might not need an ambulance this week, this month, or this year. But the roads, everyone, whether you're in the city or not, is dependent upon public works to get it done efficiently. That's when you're not getting the phone calls of complaint. That's when you know you're doing a good job.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Everybody's on the roads all day long, every day.
We're Americans.
I mean, yeah, so we're constantly up and down the roads. And even if you don't live in the city, you still access city roads to get from one side of town or to get to businesses in the middle of town, across town.
We you supply a public service to everyone in the borough, if not the state, one way or another. Everyone who travels to Fairbanks.
Yeah.
And, again, it's interesting the roads that you don't do. You know, you're not doing Geist. You're not doing University Avenue. You're not doing Pegger. You're not doing Phillips Hill. Those are state roads. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not doing Airport Road. You're doing a portion of Cushman, but not South Cushman, the way South Cushman.
Yeah,
but
the way downside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're not doing Van Horn.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting. The city limits is the center line of Van Horn. You know, anything south of that's out of the city. Anything north of it's in the city.
Right.
Pegger Road, you know, from Davis down to Van Horn. Anything on the west side of Pegger Road is out, the center line is outside the city limits. Everything on the east side is inside. So, you know, it's you know, I'm a real estate broker, so, you know, I know the city limits very well.
So you know all the maps. Huh?
Yeah. And boy, the school districts, too. Ready for a phone call?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Jeremiah Cotter, and your name is?
Randy.
Hello, Randy.
I was just wondering about the business district downtown, the sidewalks there. I remember Frank the Snow Shoveler used to take care of a lot of that. Frank Turney, I'm speaking of.
Yeah.
Now passed away. And I was wondering, have the Raider little mechanized machines taken over what Frank Turney used to do or what down there?
Well, yeah, the Snow Raiders have been doing the downtown sidewalks on the night shift.
But that's in the common areas. That's not in front of Mount McKinley Bank. You know, that's theirs. I'm in the Nerland building right next to Mount McKinley Bank, and that's the Bachner family. Or Key Bank building. That's them.
Right. So, right. I mean, it falls property adjacent to a sidewalk. That's that property owner's sidewalk.
Yeah.
It's not the city's responsibility. We try to help.
But you get on the north side of the Chena River between Cushman and Cowles, and that's City of Fairbanks. Yep. That's where you saw the Raiders doing that. You know,
The borough kind of helps us out too when they plow the section of sidewalk from the Barnett Bridge all the way down to the Carlson Center. So we kind of double team that sidewalk on that one. So with the help there from them, and then with us hitting it, the Snow Raiders can do it. That one's a little bit wider sidewalk for a Snow Raider. I'd rather use a bigger machine.
So, Randy, now this is how well they have to work with each other. You have the state of Alaska, Fairbanks North Star Borough, and the city of Fairbanks, all with different areas where they plow sidewalks or roads.
And school district.
And school. And school, the fourth government entity, the school district. That's not including the state of Alaska Police Airport or Fort Wainwright. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
See how confusing that can be?
Yeah. Also, a previous caller made reference to the different governments and thought seemed to imply that maybe there's waste going on, whatever. But I sure like division of governments having their own responsibilities. I do not want a solid, unified blob to take over this church.
Either do I. I'm 100% by you. You know, the city of Fairbanks is quite special. You know, I love the city.
Yes, me too.
Yeah. Borough, I would not be a happy camper if I was in that government entity. No offense to them. But, you know, I like the lean, mean, nice, open city of Fairbanks. I live in the city limits. So that's how I do it. You going to have a good weekend?
I'm just Friday, my day off, but I have to work tomorrow. But, yeah, it'll be good, I guess.
Okay, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. You have a great day. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
And I can say that there will be no snow plowing tomorrow.
There will be no snow plowing tomorrow. You got that
no,
right.
No overtime. That's right.
No overtime. So, but we're being wise with our funds.
Yeah, and you know it's interesting how the first thing I did was when I got back from my trip, I went and saw the CFO, and okay, I want to see what the balances were that we didn't expend last year. I want to know what we were over and under on because I'm going to be watching that this year in the budget that I'm watching. Mm-hmm. So I want to see what we did right, what we budgeted right, and what we didn't budget right last year, and just be aware of it. That way I can be monitoring it, and that way I'll know.
Yeah, well, it, with snowfall, it's...
unpredictable.
Yeah, it's so unpredictable. You know, I'm glad that's your job to watch all those numbers and not mine, because you don't know when you're going to get hit with an apocalypse. And you don't know, we've had years to where we had one little tiny snowfall all the way until April, you know, where middle of the year, there was no snow, you know, so we didn't have to, you know, and then, spend that money.
And then in the middle of COVID in April, what was it, 2020, we get 2 feet over in April, near the end of April. You know, and you're saying to yourself, come on, we've had 40 below weather since December. Then we get bunches of snow in February, and we get dumped on. We get a snow apocalypse in April. You know, this is the end of the world? Really? Come on.
Yeah, that was crazy. I had done already had everything really put away, and I was planning on, you know,
getting ready for
out storm drains and potholes and stuff, and then... wow, that's a new one.
You know, the one predictable thing about the weather is don't try to predict it.
Right, right.
Yeah. And no 2 years are ever alike.
No. I mean, this year right now is way different than even last year.
Yeah.
You know, we've only had one cold spell so far. Yeah, at 30 below, we don't plow. That kind of shuts things down because we don't want to break equipment. You're going to
break steel.
Oh, yeah. It literally will break the steel. Snaps. So, you know, we don't plow during then, which, you know, kind of sets us back a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's not, you know, catastrophic setback, you know, so, yeah.
It's been a polite year so far. I'm knocking on wood. Yeah.
Let's not speak too soon.
We got about 2 minutes left. Anything else you want to bring up?
Well, I would like to talk about the berms that we do put in neighborhoods when we're coming through trying to smooth things up and plow things over. It would be real helpful to Public Works if residents that don't like where we happen to have put that berm would, instead of pushing it up into a pile, which costs us more money, well, actually costs them more money for us to retrieve that snow, if they would just take and tuck it alongside another berm that's somewhere else on that road. Then we could pick up that snow and remove it from the neighborhood so that it doesn't cause, you know, melting problem in the spring. That would be really appreciated.
Yeah. You know, it's you never realize how you have to work with every property owner until you're working with snow.
Yeah.
Every property owner.
Right.
Yep. Oh,
they don't like it here, but it's okay to put it there. You can put it on my neighbor's side all you want.
There you go. Well, Jeremiah, thank you very much for your time, and we'll have you on again. You know, it's a very good public service that you give here, and the more information that we can give the people, the more they understand and more they appreciate you, and so appreciate you being able to come on and talk about snow plowing in Fairbanks. Fairbanks, you have a great weekend, and Fairbanks Foodies is on tomorrow from 5:30 to 6, and my topic is soups. Soups you can make in the winter.
Oh, there you go.
Or buy. You have a great weekend, and I will see you on Monday.
News and conversation. KFAR 660 AM.